Blog Talk Radio.
The Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give all praises and honor to God. Thank you, each and every one of you that has signed in to the new season and Season of Purpose broadcast. We thank God for your presence and for your being here. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors and fellow laborers in the kingdom of God, Pastor Steve and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministries, who without them, this program would not be possible. We thank God for you. And we give a special shout out also to Archbishop Ruth Smith in Light of the World Christian Tabernacle of Stockbridge, Georgia, that have embraced us and this ministry with their love and their prayer, leadership, and guidance. We are so excited about our new fellowship and all that God is doing in our lives in this new season. But most of all, we give praise and honor and glory to Almighty God. And we thank God for his anointing. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to come to you and share in the study of his word. Well, before we get started, we're going to ask tonight for Pastor Jasper to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. So we're going to ask if everybody that is signed in, if you all will go ahead and bow your heads with us, and he will lead us in a moment of prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Father, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your light or your word, Father, on today, Father. Thank you for your presence, Lord, that shine all around us, Lord, and for your glory, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast, for the enlightening people's hearts and minds and spirit, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you just show them the way and guide and direct their path, and they trust in your word, Father, and trust in thee, Father. And Lord, we pray that you teach us how to abide in your word, that you may abide in us, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your glory, Lord. And let thy will be done throughout this day and throughout this broadcast. And we abide in you, and you may abide in us. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
We have a word in the house tonight from the one of God, Pastor Constance Whitehead. So get your Bible, get the word of God, whatever you have, pen, paper, and notepad, and let's get started to get some good news and study the word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jasper. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, if you all have not already grabbed your Bibles and pen and notepad, we'll give you a moment to go ahead and do that.
Amen.
Because the word of God tonight, the Lord has put within my spirit, and I have been actually, it's been actually marinating in my spirit for right at about 2 weeks now, and I would like to be able to share it with you. But I want to just begin, as I go before the throne of grace, just ask God for his anointing upon this message. So, Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share in your word, Lord. Anoint me afresh, Lord, to be able to minister your word with clarity, Lord God, with understanding, Heavenly Father, Lord, and with the anointing to touch the hearts and touch the minds and touch the ears of those that will hear and those that are listening, Lord, that they will take the word and run with it, Lord, and not be hearers, but also doers as well.
Yes.
And we give you tonight praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, the word in the house tonight, the title of the message is Don't Forget to Remember. Don't forget to remember. And our scripture text is one of a familiar passage. I'm going to ask if everybody will turn with me to Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 20. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 20. This is a familiar passage, as it is the passage that talks about the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15. Verse 11 through 20, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and it said, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain, which means with pleasure he would have, filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. And he arose, and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. the word of God for the people of God. Luke 15:11-20. Let's just reiterate a bit about what we've just read. There was a father, and he had two sons. His youngest son asked the father for his inheritance. Well, the very act of asking the father for his inheritance was one of disrespect. Why, you say, was it of disrespect? Well, you see, although he was in his right to receive the inheritance, but the timing of the receipt was wrong. He was not supposed to receive the inheritance until after his father died. But yet, the father gave him the money that was due to him. The father granted him his permissive will as opposed to his perfect will. We have to be very careful when we are children of God that we operate in the perfect will of God and not in his permissive will.
Amen.
Sometimes the enemy will cause you to look at your circumstance and be convinced that the grass is greener on the other side. I know nobody out there in radio land has ever looked at the grass and looked at their circumstance and then said, well, you know what? I know the grass is greener over there, so I'm going to move over to the other side. Well, this is what this son did. He received the blessing before he was actually in the position and ready and to receive it. That was not the will of his father to give him his inheritance before time. The inheritance, as we well know, if you leave a policy for someone and you pass away, you're not expecting them to take the money or that policy to be granted before you pass away. That's money that you're leaving to them. Many times, as if it's money that we're leaving to our children, we're leaving to them an inheritance that is to come at a certain time. Usually it is after we have passed away. But in this particular instance, the son, he wanted what the blessing before it was actually time.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13 says that the son spent, not only did he spend, he totally wasted his money on riotous living.
Mm-hmm.
He went out, took the money, went probably in this day and time, we'd say the nightclub, spent up all the money buying new clothes, buying cars, buying houses, buying. He spent and wasted his money. Verse 14 says, and when he had spent all, meaning he didn't save any of it, he went out and wasted and spent all. And then because he spent all, there arose afterwards, he was not prepared for what was to come. There arose a mighty famine in the land. Verse 14, and guess what? He began to be in want. Let's take a look at verses 15. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. How many of you know that when you are outside of the perfect will of God,
yes,
that allows the enemy the opportunity to come in and come in and to be able to cause havoc and wreak havoc in your life? This young man was outside of his father's house. That's a message right there, being outside of the Father's house, outside of the will of God. And he came, but guess what? It did not take him long. Once he got into the field and he had to go and feed the swine, and it says, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. Now, mind you, when he was at home, I'm sure he was Potiphar's house. And he's having to go into the field and feed the swine just to try to make a living. But still, verse 16 tells us that he's still hungry. He's not able to make ends meet because he's outside of his father's house. He's outside of the perfect will of God. And it says here that he would have fain filled his belly with husk. He would have preferred, oh, if I could just eat what the swine, what the pigs are eating, I would be satisfied just to have right at this point, because I'm so hungry, I would be satisfied at this point just to have what the pigs are eating. And it says, exactly, no man gave him anything. He didn't have anyone to walk up and give him anything, not even a piece of bread, because he's out there in the field eating what the pigs eat. Well, guess what? It did not take him very long in living in that particular situation and circumstance. It did not take him long to remember. Don't forget to remember. Verse 17 says, and when he came to himself, and when he came to himself, and when he began to think about and remember where he came from, and when he began to think about and remember the blessings of his father's house, and when he came to remember, he said, oh, my goodness, how many hired servants, the servants, not his own, not his lineage, not his father. He's a lineage of his father. That there is something else that can resonate as a message. When we know as children of the Most High God, there are benefits that come from being a child of God. There are benefits that and promises that the Lord has given to us. We need to be able to remember. Don't forget to remember the promises of God. Don't forget to remember his benefits. He said, how many servants of my father's house, at least they have bread enough to spare, not only just to eat, but bread enough to spare. And I perish with hunger, I will arise. Let me get up and get out of here. I will arise and go to my father. He's finally coming back into his own right mind, because as my mother would say a long time ago, originally he was acting as if he had lost his mind, going out, taking everything that the father had given to him, and then spending it, wasting it. But then it didn't take him long to come back to his own right mind and say, I'm going to go back to my father, and I'm going to say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He came to a sense of repentance. He came to that, yes, sir, he came to that crossroad. And he began to reflect. And with that reflection came repentance. Sometimes just a few spiritual nuggets I want to share. But let me finish up this. And it says, after he came to his father and said, Father, I have sinned, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Oh, please just make me one of thy hired servants. Because remember, back here in verse 17, it said even the servants had enough to eat and food to spare. So he said, just make me one of thy servants, Father. And he arose and came to his father, verse 20. But when he was yet a great far off, this is what a godly and loving father will do. His father saw him, and he had compassion. He ran to him. He didn't wait till the son came to him. He ran to him, and he fell on his neck, and he kissed him. Let me share with you a couple of spiritual nuggets, one of which that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord says that if the blessing comes before we are ready to receive it, that which was meant to be a blessing can become a curse. Let me say that again. If the blessing comes before we are able or ready to receive it, that which was meant to be a blessing can become a curse. Well, you say, well, how is that possible? If it's supposed to be a blessing, isn't the blessing good? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. However, remember, as it was with this prodigal son, yes, the money was good, but the timing was not. He was outside of the perfect will of his father, outside of the perfect will of God. Here's an example. I'm sure we will all agree that a Ferrari is a beautiful car, luxurious, high speed, very fine. But the Ferrari in the hands of a 16-year-old, that same car that could be a blessing at one point in your life, for a 16-year-old, it can be a curse and cause destruction and death. He's not ready to receive it. Let's talk about even another example. Let's talk about the purchase of a big home, okay? You're in a one house right now. It might be two or three bedrooms and a bathroom or two bathrooms. You're able to manage that. But then you say, okay, you know what? I want something great. I want something bigger, and I want it right now. You didn't take time to pray about it. You didn't take time to see God's face about it. You just went out, and there it was, and you say, that's the one I want. And then after that, you find out, oh, I got a flexible annual percentage rate that keeps going up and up and up and up and up. That same house that had you waited, and I don't know who this is for, but that same house had you waited and prayed about it and sought God's face for, that same house that could be a blessing then becomes a curse. Here's another spiritual nugget. Sometimes our desire is right. We want the blessing, but God may say, wait, because although the blessing is right, as I said earlier, the timing is wrong. Be mindful of operating outside of the perfect will of God. Sometimes God will allow his permissive will. God's not going to beat you over the head and make you take his perfect will. Sometimes God will allow his permissive will, even though he desires his perfect will in our life. Well, you ask, how do I operate in God's perfect will? You operate in God's perfect will by praying, by listening for the voice of God, and by not being afraid to say, Lord, let thine will be done. Not my will, but Lord, let thine will be done. If God's perfect will is done, you can be certain, according to Romans 8:28, that God is going to work all things together for your good. Whether it's the valleys or the victories, God is promising to take everything that occurs in our life and work it together for your good. Yes. For your good and for his glory. Amen. Be content until God tells you to move. Mm-hmm. Be content until God tells you to move. In 1 Timothy 6:6, Paul is speaking, and he tells us that godliness with contentment is great gain.
Amen.
Godliness with contentment is great gain. Philippians 4:11, the Apostle Paul tells us that I speak in respect of want. He says, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content.
Amen.
Remember, we just said that God is working it all together for your situation for so long, and I really, really am looking for God to make some changes. Don't you know that God knows every need that you have?
Amen.
He says that he knows even the number of hairs that are on your head. He says that he will work, he promises to work everything together for our good.
Yes.
But we can't get tired and weary in well-doing.
Amen.
We can't get tired and say, oh, you know, this circumstance it's just wearing on me. And I don't know if I can endure it any longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you definitely need to go to God and not run from him. When you feel like you're at the end of your rope, when you feel like, oh, my goodness, I just can't bear it another day, go to the Lord. Go to him in prayer. Go to him expecting to receive and to hear his voice. When you pray, don't just pray and get up. Pray. Make your request made known to God, and then be able to take the time to listen. Listen for his word. God knows what he's doing in our lives.
Amen.
He knows. He knew that your circumstances was going to occur even before it happened. Because God knows our beginning from our end.
Amen.
But he also says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. That's one of the blessings of God. That's one of his promises to us as his children. Sometimes in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of the storm, we tend to catch a case of what I call spiritual amnesia. We forget to remember the blessings that God has already granted to us. We want the new house, but then forget to remember how God came through for us to get just to get the apartment or the house that we're currently in. We want the new car, but we forget to remember the blessings of the paid off car that we're already driving that's running just fine. And for those that are my single listeners out there, we want to come out of our singleness and get married because we say, oh, my goodness, my clock is ticking. Oh, all my other friends are married. Oh, it's time for me to do this. But, Lord, nobody is coming to my life yet. And so you begin to compromise. Compromise your desires. Compromise your standards. Don't do that. Don't, because we forget to remember the blessings of God of where we are even in our singleness.
Amen.
The freedom and the liberty that comes with singleness. The oneness in the relationship with God that comes with singleness.
Yes.
That time that God is using to prepare you to be married. To get you ready, to get your spouse ready that he's going to bring into your life.
Amen.
To prepare you both, even in the midst of your singleness, don't forget to remember the blessings of God. Let's look at it in another way. We want the steak dinner. We want the fried chicken. We want the loaded potatoes and collard greens with fat back and macaroni and cheese that we prepare with 2 sticks of butter and a packet of cheddar cheese and sweet tea and ice cream and cake to top it off. We want that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we crave that. We crave those things that our body is telling us, hold up, wait a minute. Let's remember that these things could possibly cause chronic health conditions. Let's remember that these things is one of the reasons that many of people are suffering right now with high blood pressure and diabetes and obesity and other chronic health conditions.
Mm-hmm.
we forget to remember. But God says in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things
yes.
that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Amen. That all above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Amen.
So you need to take all of those things that I just said and kind of put them to the side, or at least certainly eat them only occasionally and in moderation. Because you want to position yourself for the blessings of God to be in your life.
Amen.
I'm almost done. 3 points I want the audience to savor. 1, don't forget to remember the presence of God.
Yes.
Don't forget to remember the presence of God.
Amen.
The word of God tells us that in his presence, there is fullness of joy.
Yes.
We talked earlier about how to go into his presence through prayer. Prayer is your communication with God that urges you into his presence. Praise. Praise. Even when you have to sacrifice praise, when you don't feel like praising, praise ushers you into the presence of God. The word of God says God comes down and inhabits, dwells in, sups with us. He inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen.
Don't forget the presence of God. Don't forget the power of God. God is omnipotent.
Yes.
He is all-powerful. His word is all-sustaining in every season. As you don't forget the presence and you don't forget the power, don't forget the promises. Because when you operate in his presence, when you're endowed by his power, then you will walk in the promises of God.
Amen.
God says, my promises are yea and amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you look throughout the Bible, there are over 4,000 plus promises that God has given his children. Don't forget the presence of God. Don't forget the power of God. And don't forget the promises of God.
Amen.
Praise God. I pray that that word will resonate in your heart and in your mind and in your spirit in the name of Jesus. The word of God says that his word goes forth and it does not return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and which it has been purposed in Jesus' name. So we thank God again for the opportunity to minister his word. Right now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up the line for prayer requests and for comments. I thank you all, everyone, for muting your phone so that there was not any background noise during the message. And right now, if we have those that would like to comment, or if you have a prayer request, I'm going to ask you to go ahead. If you would press the number 1 on your phone, and in pressing the number 1 on your phone, that will allow you to be placed in our queue. Once you're in our queue, I'm going to announce the first digits of your area code and your last number. Last digits of your phone number, and that will let you know that it is time for you to press 1 and to speak. Do we have anyone that would like to comment and share on the message and the word of God tonight? We thank God for those that are on the line. I see that we have those on the line from North Carolina, from Georgia, from Alabama. And we praise God from
Amen.
Georgia again. We praise God. We praise God for you. We have have one caller in queue, and that caller has the area code of 252, and the last four of 0953. I'm going to go ahead. Caller, you are live.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? Praise God. Thank you for being on the call.
Yes, I really enjoyed the message today, talking about don't forget to remember. But listening to you, I was wondering, because when I hear you talk about the prodigal son and his father giving him his inheritance, and then you said that a person can receive that inheritance before they're ready for it, and it can turn into a curse. I was looking at, you know, the father being in the place of God and the son being children, as we are God's children. And I was wondering, will God bless us before we are ready for it? He's omniscient, he know everything, and he know if we are or are not ready for it. Will he bless us before we are ready for the blessing?
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that question. We're going to go ahead, if you will, go ahead and mute back your phone, and we will respond to your question.
Amen. Thank you for the call. There are times God had given us free will to be obedient to his word, be disobedient to his word. God had given us a choice to seek wise counsel, a choice to make good decisions. And sometimes a person do not always make good decisions in their lifetime. Even though, you know, God have mercy and grace upon us and he give us opportunity to be obedient to his word, but sometimes we bring something upon ourselves prior to different circumstances in our life. And he's trying to give us to see, he rather for it being his perfect will than his permissive will. He allowed the permissive will to go on, but truly, perfect will is what he intended for it to happen in our life.
Amen.
And a lot of times, people cannot distinguish between the two. Permissive will and God's perfect will. God's perfect will do not change. God said, I change not. His perfect will do not change. And also, before we get back down to the prodigal son, he left his father covering. His father still loved him greatly, dearly, but he left out his father's house. He left his father covering. He left out of there and do something on his own. But if he had stayed put and grew mature even more so, then he knew how to do something in life and money, know how to invest, to save, to prepare himself for life in general, and do something, maybe put something maturity, risk and put something on the side for a rainy day. Maybe he would not be eating pig food, slop, for a day. Maybe he would be doing other things that he prepared for. But since he was in permissive will, that would allow for him to go through that process because of his decision. It didn't mean his father did not love him. His father still loved him very much, but he made some bad decisions, some bad choices. Instead, stay with his father a little bit longer, learn something about finance, learn something about life, learn something about maturity and development and education that will help him have longevity in life itself.
Thank you, Pastor Jay. Yes, sometimes, just as Pastor Jay just mentioned, if remember that the son himself, he asked, and his father, and many times we'll go to God and we will ask him over and over again. And sometimes we, even in our own asking, we'll go ahead and we will do. We'll say, oh, yeah, I think the Lord told me, or I believe the Lord told me to do X, Y, Z. And simply because that is the answer and the desire to what we want to do, we go outside of the realm of the covering of Almighty God. We go just as the prodigal son left his Father's house. We go outside of the will and the realm of Almighty God. And as I said earlier, God's not going to beat us over the head with his word, and he's not going to reach down from heaven and grab us and make us not do something.
Yes.
He has given us free will.
Amen.
He's given us volition. Amen.
Yes.
And so with that,
yes,
it is not his perfect will to allow certain things that we desire that we make happen in our lives.
Amen.
Okay? It was not the perfect will of the prodigal son's father for him to take his money and go out and waste it on riotous living.
Yes.
That was not the will of the father. But he allowed it to happen.
Yes.
He allowed it to happen. Many times God will allow certain things to occur within our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he allows them to be able to teach us,
yes,
to learn from it, so that when we face that same situation or scenario again, instead of operating in God's permissive will,
yes,
we will wait to hear from God,
mm-hmm,
and therefore operate in his perfect will.
Another example, not the same, is Jonah. Jonah was given divine instruction by God to go to Nineveh.
Amen.
But Jonah chose to go the opposite somewhere else. And God was letting him know that, look, I got your assignment. Here's what I want you to do. That doesn't negate what I told you to do. But Jonah had to learn God's perfect will for being a man of God, prophet of God. He had learned what God wanted him to do it. But he decided to do something else. And God let him know that he's God Almighty. Here, I want you to do here, your divine instruction. Go this way, go this route. Finally, I went through all the processes, different things, building a ship, going the opposite direction. God got his attention through the belly of a fish, big fish. And got his attention for those 3 days on the sea in that belly of the fish. When he came out, he chose to do God's perfect will.
Amen. Yes, he did.
I mean, he ran to do that perfect will of God. I mean, he had no knack at that time. He had no knack and no balance and none of that, no brilliant night, but he ran to do what God told him to do. Amen. And I'm telling you, no car or anything. He ran to do what God told him to do. God's perfect will. And without hesitation.
Yes.
And God mercy and grace was upon him, but he did what God said for him to do.
Amen.
10th version, 5 foolish, 5 wise. You got 5 were foolish, make some decisions. You got illustrated stuff from Genesis to Revelation and through our lives, instances when God had done certain things in our life, in your life, when we were disobedient, want to do what God said for you to do, but later on we fought and obeyed his word, and the blessing of God was fully fulfilled in our life by our true obedience, by faith. Everything come by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight, and God bless us in that evidence of faith in our life. You get every man, woman, measure your faith to do his will, perfect will.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, caller, for that question. Do we have anyone else that would like to make a comment or have a question or a prayer request? If you do at this time, as I said, you can go ahead and press the number of 1 on your phone, and it will place you in our queue, and we will respond to your call. Well, all right. We praise God and thank God for his presence.
Amen.
With us. We're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. And if you all will just bow your head, we do have some prayer requests that we have received, and we certainly want to go before the Lord and address these requests in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord God, we just pray for these prayer requests. There's those young lady that is asked for prayer for financial stability, and a young lady that asked for prayer because she's starting school and starting college, and
yes,
a young lady that called in and asked for prayer for her family because of a difficult marriage, Lord God.
Yes.
And
yes,
we have a gentleman that called, and basically, he's asked for prayer for that his aunt has passed away.
Yes.
And he's asking that we strengthen the family through our prayers. And many that have health and healing issues, Lord
yes
God. And
yes,
those that some that are desiring, Lord God, in the purchase of a new home, Lord God,
yeah.
Some that are getting ready to go off and start school as this young people,
yeah,
that are getting ready to start school as this new school year is quickly coming about. And
amen.
We had a grandmother to ask for prayer for her 5 grandchildren,
yeah,
and guidance where that's concerned. And then we had a gentleman to ask for prayer because he's experiencing some pain and inflammation in his head and again, health conditions. And so, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, we address these prayer requests and
amen,
we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father,
yes,
in the
Lord,
name of
Jesus,
Lord God, knowing that there is nothing, Father, that is impossible for you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we lift up our listening audience, Heavenly Father, Lord God, any need, Lord God, that may be there in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you meet that need, Heavenly,
yes,
Father, in the
Lord,
name of Jesus,
Jesus,
Lord God. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
God, for us being able to come to you in prayer. We,
yes,
thank you, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you hear our prayers,
yes,
Heavenly,
Lord,
Father,
yes,
Lord God,
yes,
that
Lord,
you are listening to,
glory,
us, Lord God,
hallelujah,
that your word,
Jesus,
says that your,
yes,
promises are yea and amen,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
God, and that your line is never,
yes,
busy, Heavenly,
yes,
Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
Lord,
yes,
God, that we can call on you anytime, day or night,
yes,
Heavenly,
Lord,
Father,
yes,
and know that you hear us and that you answer our prayers, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, as we lift these prayer requests,
yes,
up to
Lord,
you, Heavenly,
yes, Father.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the victory in the lives of your people,
yes,
Heavenly,
Lord,
Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, that you meet their needs, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God,
thanks,
that you do exceedingly and abundantly above, Father,
yes,
all that they can ask or think according to the power that worketh in them, Lord,
yes,
God. Yes, Lord, we give you praise this day, Heavenly Father, Lord God.
You, Lord.
And we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for every family member and every family that is represented here tonight, Father,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Let your word go forth mightily, Lord God. Let it resonate, Father God, in the minds and hearts and spirits, Lord God,
yes,
of those that heard your word.
Yes.
We thank you that it will go forth and not return void, and that it accomplishes everything that it has been sent and purposed.
Yes.
And we give you all the praise.
Yes.
And we give you all the honor.
Yes.
And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name,
in Jesus'
we pray.
Name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord,
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And also we want to share, we just came out of Holy Convocation,
mm-hmm,
and what a mighty time in the Lord,
yes,
that it,
yes,
was.
Powerful
time,
yes,
in the Lord.
Yes.
We want to share with you all, if you are in the Atlanta area,
yes,
and you're looking for a place to come and to fellowship, we fellowship with New Season right now at our headquarters location, which is Light of the World Christian Church International at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. The service times are 8 a.m. and 10:45 a.m. on Sunday, and Bible study at 7 p.m. On Wednesday night. Also, if you want to connect with us, you can connect through our website, which is New Season, and our email address at New Season, INTL, meaning New Season International, at yahoo.com. And our mailing address is New Season Ministries, P.O. Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. And again, that's New Season Ministries, P.O. Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. Praise God. Praise God. Just to reiterate, the service times at Light of the World Christian Church International are Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:45 a.m. and Bible study on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. We have my husband's reminding me, yes, there is a noon service for those of you that are in the area on Wednesdays as well for Bible study. If you're off work and you like to take part in a midday Bible study, the Bible study is at noon as well at Light of the World, Church International, 5883 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia. Did you have anything that you wanted to say and close out, Pastor
James? Yes, is there anyone that don't know Jesus as your Lord and
Savior? Amen.
Can I give you a time and space now to receive by faith Jesus as your Lord and Savior? In Romans 10:9-10, he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Mm-hmm. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, but there with the mouth you can speak salvation by faith to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. If you pray that prayer of your salvation, that you have made that confession to know to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior on today's date.
Amen. Amen.
To the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. It's just as simple as just saying that you repent of the Lord. I repent of my sins and I accept you in my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins.
Amen.
And is the Son of God.
Amen.
And with that, I believe, and with believing and confessing in your heart, believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth.
Amen.
You are saved in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's just that simple. And so if you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, we pray that you have made that decision tonight. And we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you rejoice.
And the angels, are in heaven, are rejoicing. And the word of God says that, the angel in heaven just rejoices even at just one soul that is saved.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. We thank you tonight. If we have no one else that has any comments or prayer requests, we're going to go ahead and close out this broadcast.
Glory.
We thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Please know that you can tune in any Monday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m., from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. for the Seasons of Purpose broadcast. We pray that each of you have an awesomely blessed week in Jesus' name.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes.
If you're proud of the God that you serve, and you know that there is nobody like our God, put those hands together. Nobody greater. There's nobody that can compare to our God.
Feel the glory, I feel it all on me. I'm gonna make the winning shot like Corbin.